You're listening to SBS News.
In the end, the margin of India's victory could have been much greater than the 137 runs it secured in the Boxing Day Test match. Australia's resistance was led with the bat and ball by Pat Cummins, who took 9 wickets and scored a defiant knock of 63 in the second innings. But Virat Kohli's side retained the Border Gavaskar trophy, as the holders took a 2-1 lead with 1 test in Sydney to play. Despite retaining the trophy, though, Captain Kohli says he wants his side to become the first from India to win a series on Australian soil.
I think we've been really smart with all the departments in the 2 matches that we've won. But the job is not done yet. It's not finished at all, and we want to win the last test as well if the opportunity comes our way.
For Australia, it's about taking stock and making sure the team learns from the MCG defeat. Cummins says there wasn't much between the sides, but accepts that India fully deserved the win.
Probably just didn't absorb the pressure as much as well as India did, especially a couple of their partnerships batting. They just found a way, even when it was tough to score runs. Probably another session or two batting and, we might have drawn the match. So it's close, but yeah, they probably just outplayed us.
The New Year's test at Sydney's SCG gets underway on Thursday. The big story in the Big Bash League this weekend was the return of banned Test cricketer Cameron Bancroft after a 9-month ban for his part in the ball tampering incident. In the end, his return with the Perth Scorchers went with more of a whimper than a bang in Launceston. He was out for just 2 runs from 3 balls against the Hobart Hurricanes as the Scorchers were beaten by 6 wickets. In the Women's Big Bash, the Sydney Thunder lost to the Perth Scorchers, whose captain Meg Lanning top-scored with 76 before being run out. Her opening partner Elise Villani scored an unbeaten 66 to help her side to a 6-wicket victory. There was drama aplenty in the English Premier League as Liverpool beat Arsenal 5-1 to take a 9-point lead over second-place Tottenham. Spurs were beaten at Wembley in a big upset, with Wolves coming back from a goal down to win 3-1. Another big talking point was an on-field row between Fulham's Aboubakar Kamara and teammate Alexander Mitrovic. Kamara demanded he take a late penalty against Huddersfield ahead of regular taker Mitrovic. Kamara then missed the penalty, only for Mitrovic to spare his blushes by scoring an injury-time winner. But Fulham manager Claudio Ranieri was less than impressed by Kamara's behaviour.
He didn't respect me, the club, his teammates, the crowd. He take the penalty, the ball, I want to shoot. We don't understand the reason. For him, is everything fine. We won the match and then... It's unbelievable. It's the first time in my life.
After the weekend's A-League action, there is now a 3-way tie at the top of the table. Melbourne Victory was held to a 1-1 draw by Wellington Phoenix, and Sydney FC joined Victory on 20 points thanks to a 2-1 win against Brisbane. Perth Glory is also on 20 points, but plays its game in hand on New Year's Eve against the Central Coast Mariners in Gosford, New South Wales. Football Federation Australia's extreme heat policy saw the W League fixture between the Newcastle Jets and Adelaide United postponed until New Year's Eve. Originally scheduled for a mid-afternoon kickoff on Sunday, the match will now take place in Newcastle at 9:30 a.m. on Monday to avoid the expected high temperatures predicted by around midday. In tennis action, world number one Novak Djokovic came from behind to win an epic final at the Mubadala World Tennis Championships in Abu Dhabi against South African Kevin Anderson. Closer to home, the Hopman Cup in Perth got underway this weekend. Australia downed France with Ashley Barty and Matt Ebden proving too strong for Elise Cornet and Lucas Pouille. After her win, Barty said she loves playing in front of an Australian crowd.
This is one of the best times of the year, I think. Starting here and then getting over to the grass are my two favourite points of the year. And there's nothing like home support. There's nothing like playing for your country, representing the green and gold. You just can't get any better.
In other matches, Great Britain beat Greece, while Britain's hero from that match, Cameron Norrie, was beaten by Swiss legend Roger Federer in straight sets on Sunday night. Earlier, Germany downed Spain. And finally, in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, Wild Oats 11 has retained its 9th line honours win after a protest was dismissed. It's the second time in 2 years the Supermax's line honours win has been challenged. Wild Oats 11 skipper Mark Richards admitted having to go through a protest wasn't ideal.
Look, it's always disappointing, especially, as I said, when you come from a team of, just true integrity, it's a big deal. So it's a little bit of a knock on the chin for us personally at times, but it can be taken the wrong way as well, but that's that's life. That's sport. That's media. That's everything. It's just the way it goes. And but once again, we're just happy with the result and very happy to be celebrating our ninth win.
Tasmanian Yacht Alive took out the overall honours to become the first boat from the island state to do so in nearly 40 years. The 66-footer was declared the race's handicap winner on Sunday morning, 2 days after crossing the finishing line in Hobart. Alive was fifth past the post, behind the leading pack of four Supermaxes. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.